Welcome to Penikai Neighbourhood Church Weekly Podcast. To find out more about us, or to listen to other podcasts, please explore our website, nazarene.co.uk.
Right, I'd like to introduce you to Sally the Sheep. Now, you may not be able to tell the difference between when Sally's talking, hello, and when June's talking, because unfortunately we sound pretty similar, and I'm not a ventriloquist, I can't even say the word. Anyway, so you may have to pay a bit of attention, because Sally's going to say some bits, and I am. But Sally would just like to introduce herself first. Now, say hello, Sally. Hello, Sally. No, not like that. Say hello to everybody. Hello, do you like my bow tie? Anyway, we're going to get a bit more serious now, Sally. So can you just sit quietly? Yes. Okay. Let's get the phone up. I might need the other hand, sorry.
Poor Sally.
Poor Sally. Right, so we're going to read Luke first of all. So we're reading Luke 2:8-20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping over their watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, to which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told. Right. Now, we may not follow this as I put it on here. I wrote it all out last night. So, I don't suppose that the shepherds saw much excitement in their life. In fact, they were plain, ordinary folk who minded sheep. Did you have something to say? Yeah, they were a bit smelly. They smelt a lot more than us, and they had the cheek to tell us that we were smelly. But they were. They went around trying to find the best grazing. Yeah, and sometimes we actually went hungry because there wasn't always grazing to be found. They were often away from their families for long periods, the shepherds, but they had to do that to support their families. So let's look at what happened to these totally unsuspecting men, totally oblivious of what was going to happen to them. There they are, probably getting ready to bed down for the night, having a little chat, when bam, there was enough light to light up Liverpool Football Stadium. Now I say Liverpool because I'm a Liverpool fan. And there was a heavenly chorus. What an amazing sight it must have been. But how frightening would it have been? There you are, never seeing light at night, only where it goes dark, and all of a sudden everything's lit up. You've never even seen a street light. It must have been so scary. And having lived in the Middle East myself, I know just how dark, because they still don't have street lights out, and I know what these shepherds look like. They walk with their sheep and their goats. And it is really must have been scary. So it must have taken them a long while to sort of gather their thoughts. But even though they were scared and even though it had knocked them a bit for six, they carried on. They listened to God. They went where they were told to go. And he just had just chosen ordinary people just like you and me. We weren't as smelly as them, but, you know. Well, I hope not anyway. Do you think that you would have been ready to have accepted that? I'm not sure I would have done, if I'm honest. I think I probably would have hidden. How ready are we for Christmas? Let's talk about Christmas now. How often on the lead up to Christmas are we spending this time running around like lunatics trying to catch up, work out presents, who we're buying presents for, have we got the right gifts, have we got all the food, which one are we going to make? We can make cakes, we can make mince pies, and we've got to do that big food shop. Remember, the shops are closed for a whole day. You know, so we've got to get that sorted. We've got to get our deckies up. But it's a time of lists. We make so many lists this time. They might be on paper, they might be in our head. But we don't have the same excitement that the shepherds had because we're following the same routine year after year. We're doing the same things year after year. And it's a time sometimes to forget the reason for the season. We have family time. Now, some of us, we dread that. You know, family time, it's like, oh, you know, we've got to go and see Auntie Elder and everything else. Some of us like it. Oh, sorry. Some of us welcome it, but we're unnaturally thrown together each year. But it is a time to celebrate with our Christian family, with our Christian brothers and sisters. It's an amazing time. And to reflect on God's plan for us. The birth of Jesus was to bring different people together. It was to bring different people from different walks of life. We had the king's men. We had the wise men. We had the shepherds from a whole totally type of background, worlds apart. But they were brought together and they did as what was asked of them. So let's take time to pause and listen and make room in our hearts for God. Let's try looking at things in a whole different way. Let's try talking to our children. Let's ask our children, and that's your challenge for the week. Talk to your children, your grandchildren, children, and ask for their take on the story. Use their excitement and listen to what they have to say to us. Yeah, so think of the shepherds and what they have to say to us. And reflect that they were just ordinary people, the same as you and me. Nothing special, not saying that any of us aren't special, because we are. But they didn't stand out. They just wandered from place to place. They were just normal. And on that note, we're going. Say bye-bye, Sally. Bye-bye, Sally. Bye-bye, everybody. Really nice to see you. We're going. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.